With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The March for Life will have a new president when the new month begins, Jenny Bradley Lichter. She offered a word of encouragement to a new generation of pro-life witnesses.
I know that there are so many current pro-life leaders here, including so many young leaders who witness to people around you about the beauty and the preciousness of every single human life, no matter the circumstances.
Lichter told participants that she began attending the March for Life during her undergraduate years at the University of Notre Dame. Despite frigid weather, the festive atmosphere surrounded the event as pro-lifers showed up with multicolored hats and signs declaring, "Life is our revolution," and MAGA, "Make Abortion Gone Again." Also at SRNews.com, the Trump administration says is expanding nationwide fast-track deportation. Donna Warder has more.
The Trump administration says immigration officers will be allowed nationwide to deport migrants without appearing before a judge. Friday's announcement comes after Newark, New Jersey Mayor Ross Baraka says ICE agents on Thursday raided a fish wholesaler in the city without a warrant. The mayor says people without documentation and U.S. citizens were detained and that people were fingerprinted.
When I got this information, I was appalled, upset, angry.
In a notice in the Federal Register, the Trump administration said the speeded up deportations will, quote, be to enhance national security and public safety. Donna Warder, Washington.
Cal Fire reporting crews are working on the Border 2 fire, burning in the Ote Mountain wilderness near the U.S.-Mexico border. That's east of San Diego. President Trump will inspect damage from the Palisades Park fire today and will talk with state officials. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 224 points. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats want abortion up to the moment of birth.
During the presidential campaign, party leaders from Kamala Harris on down jeered at pro-life advocates over the issue of third trimester abortions, saying such things never happen. But in Virginia, the Democrat majority legislature is advancing an amendment to the state constitution that would allow abortion right up to the moment of birth. All a woman would need to get one is for a doctor to agree that it would harm her mental health not to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in northwestern Ohio has found a pastor guilty of criminal charges for failing to comply with the city fire code after he opened his church to let homeless people stay overnight. Bryan Municipal Court Judge Kent North delivered his verdict against Chris Avil, the pastor of Dad's Place Church. He could face a $200 fine and up to 60 days in jail if he continues to let people stay in the church without the building being up to code. This is SRN News. The FBI has arrested a 21-year-old Washington State woman in the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent in Vermont during a traffic stop earlier this week. Teresa Youngblood charged in Monday's killing of Border Patrol agent David Malin. The FBI says she and a German man who died in the firefight had been under surveillance for several days. A Republican House member introduced a resolution to amend the U.S. Constitution to allow President Trump and any other future president to serve a third term.
Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee introduced the measure days after Mr. Trump was sworn in to a second non-consecutive term in the White House, the second president to do so. The 22nd Amendment currently bars anyone from being elected to more than two terms. In a statement Thursday, Ogles said his resolution, quote, would allow President Trump to serve three terms, ensuring that we can sustain the bold leadership our nation so desperately needs. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com.